Hi guys, I'm Chrissy Corcoran.
And I'm Savannah Kurtz, and we're going to talk about our field experiences and how they relate to student motivation and building rapport. And Chrissy, do you want to talk about your field experience first?
Sure. So when I was leading my field classroom in, it was the sophomore class, and I was leading them through their reading strategy and their close reading activity. And I was having them work on asking deeper, more thought-provoking questions so that they could have deeper discussions about a text or multiple texts and kind of build off of each other's meanings of the texts. So they knew they weren't turning this in for a grade, but as I was walking around and trying to help them come up with their questions that went beyond surface-level questions or broad questions that weren't specifically about their texts, which was the assignment, I noticed that they were actually asking me for feedback on their questions and asking if they were doing them correctly, if their questions were good enough and deep enough, and really how they could improve their questions. And it wasn't because they were trying to get a certain grade. It was really because they wanted to truly do the activity right. And I was really shocked because I expected them not to care about this assignment at all because they knew it wasn't for a grade. But they did, and this really showed me that they were actually interested in learning how to master the skill, and it really showed that they had intrinsic motivation.
Wow, that's awesome, Chrissy. I saw an opposing experience in one of the classes that I observed towards the end of my field experience. The teacher was not my host teacher, but I was sitting in on her class. One of my previous students from when I taught 3 years ago was in this class, and he was an active participant in the reading and question asking and answering that was going on as the class read. Yet he got sidetracked at one point and ended up talking to his neighbor. The teacher did not redirect the student. Instead, she asked him to move and called him by the wrong name. The student responded by saying, "That's not my name." This went back and forth for about 5 minutes with the teacher invalidating his identity until he finally had enough and got up and moved. Once he moved, he put his head down and went to sleep, no longer participating. Here he once had intrinsic motivation to engage with the text and his peers, but the teacher ended up killing his motivation and misidentifying him, exemplifying a negative rapport.
That is a lot different than my experience. Since you only had a small view of the teacher's class, I wonder what the rapport was that she had already built with the students. For me, I had already worked with the students for about a week, and we had already done activities leading up to this task throughout the lesson, and I really made a point to validate their individual voices throughout this lesson. When I noticed that their questions weren't going as deep as I wanted them to, I tried to address it with the whole class as if their questions were valid and solid, but I tried to teach them strategies for improving their question asking skills rather than focusing on individual students that I thought were struggling. I definitely took on a more teacher deficit mindset of why their questions weren't as deep as I wanted them to go, rather than think about what they were doing wrong.
That's awesome. That makes a lot of sense. And what you did aligns with what the literature says on the topic of student motivation and rapport building. As shown by Griffith and Johnson, trust is essential to building rapport, and it sounds like you were starting to build that trusting relationship. While you were there for a limited time, you were able to interact positively with the students, clearly having an impact on their intrinsic motivation to complete the assigned task.
Yeah, Christoffel definitely echoes this point by talking about the effects that a positive student-teacher rapport has on motivation and academic achievement. When students are motivated, they are going to be more engaged in the learning, leading to better academic results.
Definitely, and that aligns with Dunsmore's claim that positive rapport also leads to less classroom disruption. When students are focused on the learning at hand, they aren't going to engage in disruptive behavior.
Oh, absolutely. Your experience really reminds me of Michael's blog about white teachers and the microaggressions they commit against their students. Rapport is negatively affected as a result of these microaggressions, and it is essential for white educators to be aware of these things that they are saying and doing and how these could affect their students of color.
For sure. I think all educators, especially white educators, could benefit from understanding things that from the student perspective and how their actions have repercussions beyond the moment that they occur. we definitely need to put more of a value on the relationships we are building with our students and not let this go by the wayside.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed and learned a lot.
Bye.